Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back in the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to get off my chest. And we'll wait another couple minutes till Matt graces us with his appearance.
I'm here.
Oh, you just snuck in the back door.
I'm on time.
You look different. Why do you look different?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You look different.
Well, you've been gone for like a month. You've been traveling. You went to Boston for the Army-Navy game. You came back for a blink and then went out to Vegas.
It was a boink.
You've been gone like 8 days.
And 8 nights. That's called Hanukkah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Where do we want to start? There's so much to talk about. Controversy, morons, setups, fake fights, real fights that looked fake, real fights that nobody even broke a sweat.
I mean, the floor is yours. I mean, you were there for all of it. You were alive and in color.
Hey, I'm not. We're not talking color just yet.
Okay.
Color is coming.
Football?
Yeah, the color is coming. What a moron that clown is.
Well, let's start with the UFC. You were in Vegas. You were out there all week.
I was.
What did you do? You got there when? Tuesday?
We got there Tuesday.
Okay. Just walk through your days. What did you do?
I don't remember what I did Tuesday. What did we do Tuesday? We went to a show. We went to, it was really cool. It was called Awakening.
Okay.
Which is Cirque-like, and I know how this is going to sound, so it's not meant to be funny, okay?
All right.
Steve said the star of the Awakening show was the floor. Now, you think he's being a smarty, right? No. The floor rose and went down. It opened up holes. People fell into it. It really was a cool show. I only napped twice.
Okay.
So, nice. From moving forward, that's how we're going to rank events. On how many times I fall asleep.
Well, couldn't we just have you do matinees only? Like, when you go to review a show, shouldn't you just do the matinee show? Because anything past, like, you know, sundown is hard for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've fallen asleep at matinees as well. You know, but here's the thing. And a lot of times, producer and I share a room to cut costs. I've never met anybody, not that I've shared a room with other dudes before, but this guy falls asleep in 6 seconds. Falls asleep at 6, snores at 8.
Well, you work him hard.
Yeah.
You know, when you run somebody that hard, it's easy for him to shut it down.
Could be. All right, so we went to Couture's and hung out at Extreme Couture for a little bit.
Was Strickland there?
No, but we'll talk about Sean Strickland as we get closer to the end of last week. I don't really remember anything else we did. You know, so people.
So then Wednesday we broadcast live. You were at the Apex.
I was at the Apex.
I was in the studio.
Good show. You left early.
Did.
I believe I said to Josh Emmett, he said something about getting his check. And I said, you mean 3 checks? And he's like, oh, yeah, 3 checks.
Yeah.
He got 3 checks.
Yeah, he deserves 3 checks.
Sean texts me, you know, during the fight, after the Emmett fight. And he said, that is the first fight that he's ever seen that the fighter won by murder.
Yeah, I mean, he went into seizures. I mean, it was rough.
Big ups to Bryce Mitchell. I don't know if you saw his response.
He thanked him for not additional punishment.
Literally killing him. He thanked him for literally not killing him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he could have thrown another one or two. Emmett just looked different, you know, during the chat. But he's always kind of calm. He's always, you know, and I've always said it. It just throws me that they can be so cordial, such nice people. And then all of a sudden, they're killers.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's over, they're not killers anymore.
Yeah. I mean, look, going back, Tank Abbott, some of those early UFC guys said that if it wasn't for this sport, they would be in jail dead. You know, this gave them an outlet, right? So a lot of these guys, this is their outlet. And I think Josh Dimmitt's kind of one of those guys. Like, he can turn it on, turn it off.
I met with my banker yesterday. I need to take a loan to keep this program going. And I met with him, and we're talking. He goes, who's your top five MMA fighters? And I said, personality, fighters, what? He goes, both. And he was shocked when I said, well, not in this necessarily this order, but top five, Tank Abbott.
Oh, yeah. Well, for sure. Fan favorite.
Greatest 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah.
You know, he's either going to knock you out, he's going to get knocked out.
Better get there earlier. You're not going to see it. He was a Mike Tyson. Yeah. I mean, Mike Tyson was that way.
We also talked to Becker and I about boxers, ironically, and, you know, list this and list that. And he's like, anybody who lists Muhammad Ali above Mike Tyson doesn't know the sport. Let me tell you somebody else who doesn't know the sport.
Okay.
And we still got to get to Thursday and Friday. Really, I have to remember what I did on Thursday and Friday. So Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Okay.
Here's his top five boxers of all time.
All right.
You want to go 5-1?
Is it all him?
You want to go 5-1 or 5-1?
Yeah, sure.
Number five, you probably don't even know who he is, Aaron Pryor.
No.
Number four, you live in a home, so he listed Holmes. Larry Holmes.
Oh, Larry Holmes.
At number four.
All right.
Nomas Duran. Roberto Duran.
Okay.
Number three. Number two, Sweet Pea, Pernell Whitaker.
Okay.
And according to Floyd Mayweather Jr., his list, the greatest boxer of all time. Do you notice names that are not, I haven't said yet, 4-1?
Yeah.
Who
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali.
Holyfield.
Who do you think was his number one boxer?
Him.
Him.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Prince Nassim's not up in there.
Mike Tyson's not up in there. Mike Tyson literally did win fights by murder.
Like Jake Paul's not up there?
He's approaching it.
He's on his way.
Yeah. Tyron Woodley's like, why can't we fight MMA? I don't know. Maybe because he's not an MMA fighter.
And he's going to represent Team USA. He's going to help, promote the sport of boxing, represent, help the fighters train in Colorado Springs. And
who's this?
Jake Paul.
Oh, good. I was worried. I thought you were going to say it was Tyron Woodley.
No.
Because he would bring a lot to the table.
Look, Jake's 8-1. He's a first round knockout against a real boxer.
Was he a real boxer?
Well, not anymore.
Did he have a heartbeat? Did he have a heartbeat? All right, so back to our week in Las Vegas. Wednesday night, we went to, was that Jabberwockies? Wednesday night we went to Jabberwockies, fell asleep three times.
What is Jabberwockies?
It's just a bunch of dance guys that wear a mask so that they can, change in and out. And, and they blatantly say as you walk in, please videotape no longer than 1 minute, 2 minutes, whatever at a time. 1 minute? 2 minutes, okay. Take all the photos, but those
photographers.
Okay.
They could fall. They could blind them.
Oh, right? Yeah, it could blind them because the mask wouldn't block the light. It blocks everything else.
Perfect.
So one of the dudes basically sits right next to us. So I grab my phone, I turn, and I take a picture. The flash goes off. So now he acts like he's blinded, right? Yeah, great. So that was Wednesday. and the reason I'm telling you that for a reason, I didn't put the flash on. I don't know how to put the flash on. It flashes. Thursday, we go to the MMA awards, hung out with, some cool people. It was good to see Kenny Florian, ran into Stitch Duran. He'll be on next hour being, inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame this year. Later on next year. We're not in 24 yet. We saw Sean Merriman up there. It was really funny. You walk up to somebody like, hey, and they look at you like, yeah, can I help you? It was dark. It was this, it was that. And then he realized, oh, it's you. And so we talked, for a little bit. Went to dinner with, Carrie Hatley, Herb Dean, Sal. I almost said, who's the guy on ESPN? The reporter. I almost said his name instead of, Sal, the judge, Greg Hendrick. Little race team talk as well, and then Steve and I. That was cool. Kind of hung out with some of those guys, the MMA Awards, for the 73rd consecutive year. Ariel Helwani was your MMA Journalist of the Year.
Wow.
Congratulations, Dan.
I didn't know he's still on. Does he still do stuff?
Yeah, he still has his.
Doesn't Dana hate him?
One has nothing to do with the other.
Everybody kicked him out or like
one is
banned or something?
One has nothing to do with the other. I guess he still has his show.
Okay. Nice.
So, yeah, congrats to him. Congrats to Herb Dean and all the other winners. That was Thursday.
All right.
Friday, and we will talk about this a little bit more in the next couple hours, Karate Combat. We went to that. There was a press conference with GSP.
Okay.
How many questions do you think was asked and answered by GSP?
One.
Asked and answered.
One.
Zero.
Okay.
It wasn't a press conference. You know,
oh, the photo op?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it was sort of like clickbait, I guess. They, okay. This press release goes out, you know, please, we're bringing GSP here. We know that most questions will be UFC related, but it is a karate combat event. Could you at least? No questions. It was just he stood there and took pictures. Nice, you know.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah, he does.
He's French.
He speaks English. He's
Canadian.
Well,
French Canadian.
He speaks better English than you do.
Well, just because he knows more words.
All right, let me hear you say, I am not impressed with your performance. And let's see who says it better.
I can't.
Not
good at impersonations.
So we go to take pictures, you know, which was part of the deal. The flash won't go off. We can't figure out either. And Steve has 47 phones. We couldn't get his flashes on.
He does.
Couldn't get mine to go on.
The only people I know that have more phones than Steve are homeless.
Yeah.
Like when I fed the homeless, the guy came in.
Or illegal immigrants.
He came in. He plugged in a power strip. He had four phones hooked up. I'm feeding him his free lunch because it's the feeding the homeless. And that guy's living good.
Yes, he is. Combat karate. So, you know, they had this red lighting crap. And then they had their photographer who told Steve, now all of these will be on the website. What website? Because I've been in Karate Combat.
I did like the apparatus in which they fought in.
It was
like
cool.
A slanted wall.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a rope. It looked like it had good view of like the entire surface.
Here's the only problem. And
entering it?
Well, no. Right, no, like they run down it. The worst part is you got to run back up after, you know, a round. All right. It's four side.
Yeah.
Okay. Two sides have seats. So that must be for people that pay more money.
Okay.
The other two sides, you stand.
Okay.
For 6 hours.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm not sure that I want to go see anything for 6 hours and stand.
Yeah.
So the media section, I think there was four of us there. It was scaffolding. So, which was cool. We're raised. We're above it. All that's cool. No seats.
Oh,
now, we may have a solution because we happen to go to, it's called Country Christmas, and it's every year. It's everywhere, I'm sure, but in Vegas because the PFL and LLT and all those Ride 'em Cowboys are out there. And we talked to this guy that it's a seat that looks like a Frisbee.
Okay.
And you can raise it and lock it in and sit on it. It's good for up to 500 pounds.
Okay.
I wished I would have had it then. Instead of waiting to talk to him. That was the worst. Because then we went to the other side of the scaffolding. And people ended up going above us. Sitting on the end, draping their legs down. And then dropping alcohol. Because they're now hammered. 50 feet in the air. not a real good idea with that. But I enjoyed the karate combat. It was interesting. I don't get all of the rules. We'll talk to Sam Alvey, your new world champion. In the third hour, you can take a fighter down in karate for 5 seconds. You can hit him for 5 seconds, even though the reps would stop it. Like, they would start to reach out. They had this recording, you know, counting it down. 5, 4. And at, like, 2, they're already telling the guy to get up. It's not his fault that they didn't start the recording quick enough.
So is it like a 5-second rule in restaurants where if it drops still on the floor, pick it up, it doesn't count as contaminated?
Right. But on the same line, when does the 5 seconds start?
When it hits the ground.
When it hits the ground or when the waiter says 5, 4.
Right.
No, it's still good. I don't have to replace it.
I would say when it hits the ground. Timer starts when it hits the ground.
All right. So that was Friday. Then we drove by the B&B. No, that might have been Saturday night. I think it was. We drove by the B&B at 2 in the morning. And like I told Greg, I wanted to see, you know, like, was there a trash barrel on fire and people singing and toasting marshmallows and, you know,
fun.
Caroling and all that kind of stuff. Doo-wops.
That'd be nice. Like a rap battle?
Yeah, a rap battle, you know, at 2:30 in the morning.
Shootout.
It seemed fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, it seemed okay.
Don't feel scared or We had a great Airbnb in Phoenix. I mean, that's a great house we had.
But then we had one in Miami.
That was a little
not so great.
Fun. I mean, it was. We didn't know if we were actually going to come back and our stuff was there.
Right.
Right. I mean, like when we left to go to the Super Bowl events, we took everything with us just in case.
I don't think you went to Jacksonville, but true story. We had a B&B, and I really thought the limo would be gone.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the neighborhood. I mean, it's not my limo, so I didn't care.
Yeah, that's good.
But at least
Steve almost lost his limo in Miami one time at a BKUFC event.
Well, no, it's not that he lost it. He just couldn't move it.
Yeah, it's got like three alternators and none of them work.
All right, a lot to get to, a lot of BS going on, a lot of decent stuff coming on. Two chats coming up. Your soon-to-be Boxing Hall of Famer, Stitch Duran, will be on. And then the third hour, like I said, former UFC fighter. You know, the one cool thing is like in Bloodsport, you know, how they walk with one leg at a time. You know, did you see Bloodsport?
No.
And they walk. That's one of the nine movies I've seen. So it's now ineligible. Damn. Anybody who plays that game, it's not eligible. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze podcast facility. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bio Accelerator, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. And I got the AFC stuff coming.
Ooh,
from Bio Accelerator.
Nice.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the invasion at the 2023 Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl on Friday, December 22nd at 6:30 p.m. when the UCF Knights face off against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. Two teams go head-to-head to see who will hoist the treasured Gasparilla Bowl trophy. Don't miss a minute of the bowl season action. The Knights and the Yellow Jackets in Tampa. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
Nothing wrong with the chipmunks.
Easy.
Alvin fell asleep.
What's that mean? Was it like you at a matinee?
Exactly. So Alvin and I are, you know, we're kissing cousins.
Oh, wait, you can't say that. Can't say that.
All right. So the conversations, the messages that are going through our YouTube channel about Colby Covington.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into that.
Let's get into Colby Covington.
All right. I'm getting ripped severely for this. But,
okay.
But let me explain myself.
Yeah. Set it up like what is happening. What's going on with the Colby Covington drama.
So for anybody that was living under a rock and hasn't heard, seen, or have a take on, you know, they're going back and forth, Colby being Colby, saying things that he said, and then he said that he was going to take Leon Edwards to the seventh level of hair. And then he corrected himself. He meant to say hell, seventh layer of hell. And then he said to say hi to your dad when you see him. His dad was murdered. On and on and on. Now, I don't think it necessarily matters, but it is important to know that he was not a very nice person, from what I've been told.
His father. Leon Edwards' father was not a good person.
A very good person, right.
And he was murdered for it.
Probably.
Okay.
By other not very good people.
Got it.
Okay. It doesn't even matter. Good person, bad person, immaterial person. I said that I don't have anything wrong with what he said. I don't like what he said.
Okay.
But my thing is, and I've said it since the day I met you, because if I disagreed with this comment, I would have a problem because it's you. I don't have a problem. If it's trash talk, there is no line in trash talking, especially when you don't like a person.
Mm-hmm.
If you like them, you've probably already worked this out. Hey, I'm going to say this, you're going to say that, whatever, whatever. If I don't like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I care that I upset you?
No.
Exactly.
Of course not.
So everybody's like dumping all over Colby. Is it something that I would have said? And how many times have things like that been said? I think it was Steve Kerr. I could be wrong. Played in a basketball game, and they were chanting his dad's name, who was murdered. So it's not like that's the first time that's ever happened.
Sure. Or Mike Tyson went, thought about eating people's children. And, right. I mean,
well, the only difference is he probably would have.
He eats ears, and, you know, kids are about the same size. But, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, in the fight game, in the combat sport world.
In any game. In the world.
It's all about getting someone mentally off their game to you know, get them emotionally charged to get them to not be in the zone to where they have a competitive advantage to win a game. How many people are talked out of championships?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was legendary when he talked about Lou Ferrigno and the Mr. Olympia competition. He said, if Louis shows up in South Africa in shape, ready to go, I'll just talk him out of it. and that's what, because it's the mind. It's the most powerful tool. So if you can talk somebody out of their best performance because they're upset and they overreact or they don't stay with their game plan, it's not a bad strategy.
But the issue is what he said. And so people were up in arms in what he said. And I'm going, and this is what I even tweeted. I said, there is no line in trash talking, but there are consequences. You know, and we know what happened to Masvidal and Colby. So there are no rules in trash talking.
Okay.
There are consequences. Consequences could be handled in the street, like Masvidal did. The only problem with that is if you handle this in the street, there are consequences,
right,
which happened as well.
Right.
But there's no line.
Could we change the UFC slogan? Like, what's the UFC slogan?
As real as it gets.
Could we change it? Would you like to take a guess on what we could change it to?
With you.
Come on. Just be smart.
First,
use your brain.
First, pizza slices free.
How about sticks and stones? I break my bones. But words could never hurt me. UFC.
I've said it all the time.
That's what it is. It's insensitive. It looks cheap and cowardly and like, you know.
It's words, and like you said, and I've said it numerous times, it's not going to hurt me. I don't care. Does it bother me? It depends on who it is. It may for, you know, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it no matter what. I mean, and there's words that we all, those trigger words and trigger sentences, sure, and stuff. But, and that's why he has become my one of, because Rocky Balboa,
different person,
not Stallone, Rocky Balboa. Deion Sanders is a close second now. When Deion Sanders said, "What makes you think I give an F what you think of me?
Yeah.
If I don't like you, I don't care." Right? Now, again, Kobe's, you know, a public image, and I honestly thought he said something different, just so you know. And then I'm thinking, well, you just lost Trump. You know, you can't go. There's some things you can't, you know.
I mean, well, you saw Trump exiting the building before the post-speech.
Well, that,
but that was normal.
He would have left before that anyway.
Well, he has to. Exactly. Service.
He wasn't going to put the belt on Kobe if he won, according to Dana.
Right.
He said Secret Service wouldn't even have allowed that.
Right.
You know. But yeah, it didn't, whatever. Who cares? You know, I'm going to think of my words, the guy in Vegas. If he said something negative about me now, I would laugh. It would mean nothing to me.
Okay.
When we were like brothers, case in point, King Mo and I were really close.
Yeah.
Okay. The second I met King Mo, we were like friends for years.
Yeah.
Then the whole world went crazy. He said stuff about me. I deleted his number. I've never deleted anybody's number in my phone, ever. I said I never would. I deleted his number. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to this. I didn't want to that. 2 days later, whatever. He could walk in the studio, and it would mean nothing. Zero. So, again, I just don't get it. So, is everybody upset because it was about his dead dad?
I guess. I mean, it has to be.
Now, what if his dad was a good guy? Are you just as upset? Are you more upset?
I feel like Kamaru had to deal with this and some trash talking. Like wasn't his dad incarcerated? And
well, I think his dad was. Incarcerated.
Yeah, his dad was incarcerated. And so anytime you get a chance to use something against your opponent, it's
an opponent that you don't like.
It's a par for the course.
You know, and again, the sticks and stones thing, but they're words.
Yeah.
You know, and what kills me, and I just posted something about it, and I've said this numerous times, either all hate is bad, or shut up, it's all okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Pick and choose.
In the real world, you have to accept it, because you can't go and take it out physically on the person. In the fight game, leading up to a fight, you say stuff about my dead father, or my kid has cancer, or my whatever has whatever. And a day later, I get to punch your face off.
Right.
I get to, have my will on you. I think that's what we saw with Rocky Edwards. I think he wanted to dominate Colby. He wanted to show him that his wrestling wasn't as superior as he thought. He wanted to take every advantage. It goes back to your boy, Jorge Gazel, out of Cincinnati, where he's like, who? Jorge Gazel. He's a UFC fighter from Cincinnati. And
I thought he was from Brazil, but whatever.
No, it's from Cincinnati. For the record,
his name is George.
But he liked to, use other people's best skill and match them to show, that they weren't as skillful as they thought. And he lost competitions because of it.
Yes, he did.
So I think, I think Leon showed the world that he was deserving of the title.
Did he?
I think he did.
You know, I know this comes out a lot, and then we need to hit this break. It's like, did he win it or did Kobe lose it? Well, I mean, it wasn't a dominating.
It wasn't the Kobe fight that we are used to,
right? But Leon won the fight. In no way am I saying he didn't. I now believe Kobe does have brain damage because he raised his hand thinking he won.
No, he's always going to sell that. I mean, you're taught to do that. But look, going back to Izzy versus Yoel Romero.
Why are you taught to do that? Because judges A aren't even looking. B, it's already done. So the only thing, and it can't. I mean, if you're a skilled judge, A, that can't sway you. It can only that one round.
Right.
And
maybe,
that was the round he won.
Right.
You know, so you're not selling anything. You lost for the five rounds.
Go back to the Izzy Adesanya versus Yoel Romero fight. It was awful. It was a choreographed dance competition. Like, neither one of them wanted to, make a mistake. Neither one of them make a... And I think that is... the good and the bad of MMA, right? It's these guys are too afraid to take a risk, and then it changes the outcome of the fight. So you see a lot of stalemate.
Tell Usman about that.
You see a lot of stalemate.
Yeah, no, for sure. But that's what happened with Usman. You know, he, for no reason other than He was trying to knock him out.
And had the main event been the only fight, like if the card would have been an average card and that was your main event, I would say the UFC was a bust for like the competition.
It was a great card.
But the Josh Emmett one-hit wonder, Cody Garbrandt looked sharp, right? And it, going back to the interview from last Wednesday.
All right, we'll get back to it. Let's hit this break.
I got something to say.
We will continue, and hopefully something that you say will at least be intelligent. And
that's the way
you mumble, who the hell knows what you're saying? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Fucked Up Energy Drink, and 5-7.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Texas Crazy Horse Heath Herring, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glosso.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's college bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickell and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl championship trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Helen Ficalora Fine Jewelry at fair prices. Christmas gifts, we have them. Hanukkah gifts, we have them. At Helen Ficalora, we have the gifts. Shop jewelry now at HelenFicalora.com with code Z100 for free shipping. That's HelenFicalora.com.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere. At any time, call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I think I had to sing this song in like third grade. Every third grade Jew should sing Christmas songs. It makes you stronger.
Yeah. I mean, can you say that?
Say what?
We're talking about
I don't know.
Third grade Jews?
I guess if you've
can
been
you say
one,
the word Jew? Are we allowed to say that now?
Who knows? Not at Harvard.
Everything's getting canceled.
Can't say it at Harvard or some of the Penn.
Look.
All right, so where do we want to go? Do we want to talk about the New York mayor? Do we want to talk about the thought that you had before we went to break? Do you want to talk Strickland, upcoming fights, or is it gift-giving season?
Well, first off, coming out of the break, it was John Daly, a liner, a Bumper Pool, University of Arkansas, alma mater to John Daly. And there's a photo of John Daly's son and Tiger Woods with John and his son Charlie. And so the next generation of golf, the it's in the family blood. And I was told that Charlie drove a 323-yard drive. The pin was only 321 yards.
He's pretty good.
He's like 13.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good.
Like it's crazy.
They're both pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, the Daly kid's pretty good, too.
He plays for the Arkansas, right? I don't know. College? Yeah.
We'll go with it.
Sure. So you know, it's passed down to the family tradition, you know.
I didn't see it. I talked to Michael Pittman the other day. Did you see that hit?
No. But, Junior? But I saw him feeding his cow.
Yeah.
And so, so and there's a picture of Junior feeding his cow in his dad's foot. You know, Junior's okay. He's fine. Thanks for all the well wishes.
Yeah. And I did not see the guy that hit him is suspended for the rest of the year.
Is he?
I guess he's done, you know, dirty hits or whatever. But, you know, hit me in the head, hit me in the knee. It's football.
So,
but he did launch himself. See you later.
Okay.
You want to finish on whatever you were talking about, or did you already?
Yeah, I was talking about you know, last week we interviewed Cody Garbrandt, you know, and you know he was kind of, I could tell he was a little just too distant in conversation. It wasn't the typical Cody that we've known.
Oh, it was a different Cody.
And then after the fight was over, you know, he comes out and says that he feels like the UFC doesn't have value in him anymore, and the BKFC has made an offer that reflects the value that they see in him. And so, you know, going into the fight, he probably knew that that was his final UFC fight.
Not necessarily.
You know, but he kind of alluded to it, that it was a little...
And I have some issues. And, you know, you're a big BKFC guy. I'm, you know, I'm bubblish.
Yeah,
you know,
coming around.
I mean, I've been there. I left. I came back. You yeah. know.
Still associated. Once BKFC, always BKFC. It's like the Marines.
Unless you're dishonorably kicked out, you know, and that could have been the case, too. You know, and as they continue to bring in guys that I like, you know, I can find more time. You know, David Feldman's still involved in the show. Matter of fact, he sent us a poster from the Perry-Alvarez fight that we need to give away.
Nice.
So we need to come up with, by the end of the show, how we're going to do it.
I'll just take it.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Just put it in the truck. I'll just take it on home.
But here's my question. If all of that is true, how did he get an offer? How was he talking to people?
While he's still under contract?
While he's still under contract.
So I think it's a timing issue.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But are you not allowed to at least discuss, like, while you're under contract?
Technically, no.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that tampering? Now, to what level, to what, you know, I'd love to see Cody.
Well, I know in the bare knuckle, we just saw a belt holder get stripped because he competed in the combat karate event
in
Vegas.
And we can talk about that, too. After his performance, he should have been stripped beforehand. That's why he got stripped, in my opinion. You don't allow a champion. Right? First, he just went and did it. He didn't even ask, can I do it? You don't allow a champion to go do that for this exact reason. Because now that's going to reflect on BKFC. Your champion just got beat in another organization.
But it's a different sport.
It's a different sport.
It's a different discipline.
Sort of.
It's combat karate.
Sort of.
You don't use feet in BKFC.
I said sort of. Okay. But you can't have your champion go and look the way he looked. Now I know Nate Shook and other people are going back and forth on contracts. And we don't know the contract.
Yeah, right.
The heck's that?
The aliens.
The aliens are coming?
Yeah, that's our best viewership is people from out of this world.
No, they
actually like us a lot more than the humans.
Steve is like, yeah, that call's coming from Mars. Well, what's funny is the whole week after we went and saw Jabber Junkies, you know, he's walking around like a robot, you know, so he had to contact his robot friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and going back to that, by the way.
No, finish on Cody.
No, I just think, you know, he came out with that statement afterwards. So, you know, and you talk about it all the time. This is a job for these guys. And, you know, there's no loyalty to company necessarily just because you fight for a certain organization. It's about, you know, what are you going to do for me next? Or what can you do to support my family?
There's loyalty, but it's a job. And just like anything else, except in your case where you won't leave, you know, you would leave. You know, it's I get a better offer, I get a better this, I get better money, I get.
I'm just hanging on for the gold Rolex watch, you know, for my retirement. Is that what they give out at 30 years? Or do people still work for companies for longevity anymore?
My wife has been where she's been forever.
But people of my generation?
Aunts? You're talking about little people?
Oh, like you know, millennials or Gen X or, I mean.
Most of those don't have jobs.
We are in a democratic government.
Speaking of that, and we're bouncing all over, did you hear what the great Guy Fieri said?
Show me the money.
He said that he plans to die broke. And you know how many millions he has.
He just signed a 3-year, $100 million contract with Food Network.
So he plans to die broke, and he's leaving his kids nothing.
That's not true.
I'm telling you what he said.
Okay.
Unless they get degrees.
Right. Yeah, they have that too.
And he took that from Shaq.
Oh, really?
Shaq said that.
Oh, shit.
Well, and that's where in the conversation, Shaq's telling the story. He goes how one of his kids go, Dad, we're rich. And Shaq goes, no, we're not rich.
Right.
I'm rich.
Right.
And until you have a degree, and it could be 2 degrees there as well, you're poor because you ain't getting nothing.
Have you seen the Cat Williams stand-up?
No.
Where he's like, you know, Shaq is my friend. I can say whatever I want to my friend. He's like, Shaq is stupid. He goes, this dude got all the money in the world. He can do anything he wants. He can be anything he wants to be. And he goes and becomes a sheriff. He's like, hey, you guys got any drugs? He's like, Shaq, is that you? He's like, no. He's like, I'm undercover. You're like 18,000 foot tall. He's like, can't be undercover.
But the job thing, I liked that the guy said that. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So are you going to finish on Cody?
I'm done with Cody.
You're done?
Yeah,
all right.
Moved on. He's moved on. I'm moved on too.
And we're going to move on to our next break. And when we come back, we'll close out hour number one. Stitch Duran coming hour number two. Your champion, Sam Alvey, coming hour number three.
Smiling Sam.
We'll be back.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
All right, we are back with you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Now, how come when I tell you to talk, you don't, but when I tell you to leave, you won't?
Well, because I want that job security. You know, I want to be the longest employee of Knockout Radio.
You got a long way to go, and you're not going to make it.
What do you mean?
I don't think you'll make
it. Who's ahead of me?
Well, many people.
Who?
Many.
Who's been with you for 10 years?
We'll get back to you.
I'm in number two. Second.
Yeah.
Second in command of this ship. What do they call that? I mean, you got the captain who drives the boat.
Well, the captain doesn't drive the boat.
What they do?
The boat's mate drives the boat. The captain sits up there and tells them what to do.
Okay, so you're the captain.
Yeah, and you would be the boat's mate.
The who?
The boat's mate.
Don't ever call me that again. You think what Covington said's bad? Don't ever call me that again.
Okay.
Because outside,
you couldn't be a boat's mate if you tried.
That's not true.
I believe it is.
How hard is it to drive a boat?
They do more than that.
There's no, you know, to worry about four-way stomps, like turning all red.
Then how do ships collide?
It's a big like ocean.
I've still never been able to figure that
out. How do you do that? Forged Irish Stout. That's a great hat.
I believe he got that at the MMA Awards.
I mean, that bill really works. It keeps the sun out of the camera.
All right, so where were you? Where are you going?
I don't know. What do you want to do next?
Leave.
That's not nice. I don't know. You want to talk about football?
I got plenty football? Of things to talk about.
I mean, don't you want to talk about racism in football? And was your boy off his rocker?
Yes. First of all, he's not my boy.
It's your guy. Second, if I see him at the Super Bowl, you got the...
Oh, I'd love to see him at the Super Bowl.
What would you say?
I would love to talk to him about it.
Yeah?
And how he doesn't... How does he think that's not racist?
Well, let people know what he said.
All right. Well, first we have ReliaQuest tickets to give away, Wisconsin versus LSU on Monday.
Nice.
We have the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, which is Friday, UCF versus Georgia Tech. We have the BKFC signed by card, the full card, Eddie Alvarez and Mike Perry poster to give away. We have a gift to give away from fantasypets.com. They're being sent to, two got sent to Mike Perry, two got sent to Cody Garbrandt as well.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So, Rashad Mendenhall said that he is better than the GOAT of white football.
Okay.
Sure. First. All right.
Okay.
First of all, and I'll be as polite as I can, jackass, you're not.
Well, can I ask a question before you start and go in on this?
Yeah, who is Rashad Mendenhall?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What team did he play for? I've never heard of him.
I believe a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh, which means he's really old, because I can't tell you when Pittsburgh won their last Super Bowl.
Well, Bettis won a Super Bowl. I mean.
Right? Yeah, how long ago was that?
I don't know. Long
Eight,
enough.
9, 13?
I think it was here.
It was here. It was here.
It was the Seahawks, was that right?
Did
I play the Seahawks?
No, I believe it was against Arizona.
Okay, the Cardinals.
Yeah, because I only remember that because there was a receiver, pretty well known, pretty good, was at a P. Diddy, Nelly something concert at like midnight, the night before the Super Bowl. He's playing the next day.
We all know what happens at Diddy parties.
Oh, and that's probably what happened there, too.
Yeah, speaking of tight ends, so what position does this guy do? He's a running back, right?
I don't know. I care less now that he said this. It's just ridiculous.
He proposes a racial bowl.
Right. Now, Sean came over last night and he was showing a video. I don't know who he is, a former Tennessee Titan who was drafting the white team.
Okay.
And he's like, there's these three studs in college. We got to bring them up. They'll be the defensive backs. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you know, I don't care who you are. You're not going to. What the hell is going on? Seriously.
Well, we got the GOAT. We got Brady.
Well, first of all,
Gronk, best tight end of all time.
I don't think Brady could play football right now.
Oh, I bet he could.
No, and
for sure.
No, and honestly, I don't. I wouldn't take him.
You would take Brady
as your white
quarterback. Who would be your starting white quarterback?
Doug Williams.
He's not white.
Oh, really?
He's the first black quarterback to play football.
And I think I've told you this. When they were in the Super Bowl, a media person said, "How long have you been a black quarterback?" Idiots. This world is you know what? Back to the aliens. I want to go to another
place. Well, that's why Dana White hates the media. That's why he goes on these rants on social media about how the media are stupid.
They are.
They are stupid.
They are. And, you know, at the press conference, I was asked, do you want to get up and ask a question? And I go, no. And they looked at me. I go, I asked him yesterday. I think this whole thing is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, what is this for? It's not for the media. Because if you wanted to ask any of these guys questions, they all were at the press conference.
Yeah.
And it's always bothered me that.
Who would you put as your white starting quarterback?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You.
Well, we definitely win. Who would you be your starting black quarterback?
Oh, my God. I'm not.
You've got to play the race game.
Well, no, I don't want to play
race game.
No, it's stupid.
Come on. Just play.
I'm not playing this game.
Come on.
I don't. Kaepernick.
He's not black, is he?
First of all, you don't have to be black or white if you associate it. And I'm not saying he's associating it because he is black, but that would be the guy I would send. All right. You want to make a statement? Bring him.
Okay.
who is going to be – now, I want Mendenhall to now go and say, so which color is going to represent the United States of America at this flag football Olympic game?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, flag football is now an Olympic sport.
Oh, my God. How stupid is that?
It's awesome.
Do you really think that's
– I do.
And are NFL players going to go?
Is that so.
Who you want?
I hope so.
So
you give Tyreek Hill the ball.
Tyreek Hill.
Nobody's going to touch him.
Mahomes is your quarterback.
3'1" he's going to stay low to the ground. The flag's going to be dragging the ground. Love it.
And obviously McCaffrey will be your running back.
Oh, yeah.
Of the black, the white, the whatever. It don't matter. This is stupid. I hate it. I hate it.
Put a cap on the line.
I hate it.
Well, but you got to put Mike Vick as your quarterback on the black squad.
I'm not touching this.
Why? Mike Vick was the best black quarterback ever to play. You don't think? He changed the game. That guy changed the game. Like, forget the off-the-field antics and the dog, you know, rings or whatever. Like, that dude, he changed the quarterback position forever. Unless you're going to go back to, like, Warren Moon or, like, Culpepper or whatever. What about Otto Graham? That's your guy.
Here's your
name. All right, we can move on.
Thank you. I figured if I would ignore
I
you.
I saw it. I was like, all right, fine. You want to touch the race card?
No, because it's stupid. How can I play your game and be pissed off about it at the same time?
Well,
it's asinine.
An all black versus all white bowl. I mean, he's just asking for segregation to come back. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
And to be honest, it doesn't matter who you're segregating, whether it's black people, white people, Germans, French, astronauts, aliens. It's stupid. It's and for anybody to even run with this, anybody to even talk with this is just absolutely crazy.
Oh, he made himself more famous than when he played football.
Well, and that's probably why he did it.
That relevant.
Yeah. And he's not relevant.
He will be because he's going to be talked about. And it's still close enough to Super Bowl, it'll still be talked about on Media Row.
Oh, of course.
Because it's reason to talk.
So if our first guest sits down, are you going to say, are you going to play in the black Pro Bowl? Are you going to play in the white Pro Bowl? Or are you going to associate as a different?
So 23andMe, we're looking for sponsors. We want to do.
We'll do tests right there.
At the table.
Well, but then again, it could be like the Olympics. You know, yes, you're whatever. Give me. You're from Japan.
Yes.
But your ancestors once flew through Sweden.
There you go.
And so now you can go.
Or if you touch down. Now, if you flew over, it doesn't count.
Well, it counts.
You have to touch down.
No, it counts. It depends on how good you are.
At the Super Bowl, you got to touch down to be considered part of the.
How about this?
Sweden
has a new road. Speaking of Sweden.
Okay.
Okay. That can charge your electric car.
It's awesome.
While you're driving. It's kind of like the old racetracks. Yeah. You know, where you had the gun and the cars would do the figure eights?
Can't say a gun.
Can you? Yes, you can.
I don't know.
You don't even need a license
anymore. I think you have to surrender them. Colorado just started passing laws that just taking away rights. They just kicked your boy Trump off of the ballot from the Colorado Supreme Court. He's no longer a candidate. That's the best way to win an election if there's nobody to vote against.
Well, it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
And you can't even write them in. They banned writing in votes. So
I'm glad I'm this age.
You defended this country. You fought for this opportunity. You created this.
Well, I didn't create it, but everybody should have a right to voice their opinion, whether it offends you or not.
Well,
is your dad dead?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Emotionally. I mean, he's disowned me for years.
Well,
so
he's right on. All right, we're at the top of the hour. 1 hour of this garbage is done.
No, it was a great show.
It has been good.
The lighting's been phenomenal.
Well, we've got an interior decorator working as we're going.
That girl's awesome. Yeah, she's so pretty.
She really is. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Top of the hour. We'll be back with more shenanigans. This is Knockout. Bio-Excel. Bucked up energy drink, 8-man strong, and Stap Zone.
23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.